You possibly think your face is unique, and unless you're an identical twin, it likely is. Yet facial recognition software often misidentifies people, especially those of color, sparking civil liberties concerns. In the US, the technology is widely used despite accuracy issues, though some cities are starting to ban it. Meanwhile, Ireland is considering a bill to authorise its use by the Gardaí. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties recently held a Dublin screening of Coded Bias, a documentary on the technology's failings. In Dublin for the occasion was perhaps the earliest victim of AI-aided policing, Robert Williams, wrongfully arrested in Detroit in a case that was at turns Kafkaesque and Orwellian. Culture Files' Louise Williams reports.
I have many names. I am called Mathematical Model, Evaluation, Assessment, Tool. But by many names, I am an algorithm. I am a black box.
My name is Robert Williams. I'm 46 years old. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I currently live in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I am a logistics planner for an automotive company, and I am married and have two daughters, Julia and Olivia.
Bring me into 2020. Do you mind describing what happened?
Got a phone call at work from my wife saying the police just called her and told her that I need to turn myself in. I was like, what are you talking about? I said, somebody must be trying to prank call you. And she said, well, they're going to call you. I just gave them your phone number. I said, okay. While I was somewhere okay, my line was beeping in, and I was getting another call. I said, that's probably them. She said, answer it. I said, okay. I answered the phone, and the police said, come turn yourself in. Are you Robert Williams? And I said, yes, I am. And I said, what am I turning myself in for? They said, I can't tell you that, but this is a serious matter. I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, I'm going home. And he was like, oh, well, we'll meet you at your house. I was on my way home. I called my wife to ask if I needed to bring home dinner. And she said, the police are here. I said, what? She said, they're in the doorway. I told her to get the police out of my house. And I'll be home in a minute. When I pull in the driveway, they pull in behind me and block me in. And they approached me, and one said, are you Robert Williams? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, you're under arrest. And I said, no, I'm not. And then he said, you don't tell us, we're the police. So then my wife is like, she's giving me this look while holding my 2-year-old at the time. She's like, don't resist. And I'm like, I'm not resisting. So I put the cuffs on and I'm like, I want to see the warrant. And it said felony larceny at the top. And I said to myself, felony larceny would be stealing, right? And he was like, I'm just here to serve the warrant.
The police drove Robert to a detention center where he was frisked a number of times and told to remove his shoelaces. At first, Robert felt confident that his case was going to be quickly cleared up. He'd be able to go home soon to his family. But the hours passed and there was no sign of him being released. Eventually, he was taken to talk to some detectives who showed him some blurry images of a black man who had committed theft. Robert was able to provide evidence in the form of his face that he wasn't this suspect. He was eventually let go, although he still had to show up in court 10 days later for the case to be dropped. He'd been held in custody for almost 30 hours in total.
Robert's case was the first publicly known case in the United States of a wrongful arrest after police relied on an incorrect match from face recognition technology. I'm Nate Fried Wessler. I'm an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union. I specialize in issues around digital privacy and police practices, so police surveillance technologies and police searches of our sensitive information. It's glitchy in general, And multiple studies have shown that it works particularly poorly on darker skinned people. It has just higher misidentification rates for people of color, particularly black people.
Can I just say that I'm stoked to meet you? Humans are super cool.
The ACLU ran its own test of Amazon's facial recognition software. They found that it falsely matched the faces of 28 members of Congress with faces that had been placed in a mugshot database. Congress members who were people of color were misidentified at even higher rates.
This technology, because of the training data that it's been trained on, because of color contrast settings on digital cameras that end up washing out the faces of darker skinned people, and for other reasons, it just doesn't work as well on people of color. And as a result, there's this terrible amplification of already disparate policing practices. So, you know, in the United States, we have been working for several years to encourage elected officials to actually just ban police from using this technology. We think this is a technology that is just fundamentally dangerous in the hands of law enforcement. And it's dangerous not only when it fails, because of these wrongful arrests that we've seen, but it's also dangerous when it works. I use scare quotes around that. Even if this technology is actually correctly identifying people some of the time, it's giving police just an incredible power to surveil us, to identify us in a way that was never possible before. And it so lowers the cost of mass surveillance that we think it is just incompatible with a free and open democratic society.
Robert Williams is suing the Detroit police for his wrongful arrest. That case is still ongoing. But he's having a harder time explaining what happened to his daughters, who are still acting out the impact of seeing their father being arrested. It's not as simple as telling his older daughter that the computer got it wrong.
She was mad at me because I told her I'd be right back. And I wasn't right back. I was gone for over a day, and she had to go to school the next morning, and she lost a tooth, and daddy's still not home, right? So I'm talking to her, and I'm like, I didn't do anything. I said, the police, because it's just weird to explain it to a child because you want to tell them all the time that the police are their friend, and then to tell them that the police can make mistakes also.
Robert Williams there in that report from Louise Williams, and the documentary Coded Bias is streaming on Netflix.